This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather should it develop.
NC4VA, K4BGM.
K4VGM, NC4VA. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Virginia. I'm just letting you know I am monitoring and will be available if needed.
Okay, Kevin. Would you like to serve as net control for, say, the next hour or hour and a half?
Yes, I can.
Okay, let's see, about 11:30. Why don't you serve as net control? You want to go to 1 and then I'll pick it up from you then?
1 o'clock would be fine, yes.
Okay, this is NC4VA turning net control responsibilities over to K4VGM. And Kevin, I'll be monitoring in the background. If you should get busy for any reason, I'll be able to assist you. NC4VA, clear. Thanks.
Thank you, Virginia. K4BGM.
K4BGM, KF, Kilo, India 4, Radio Alpha November, or Romeo Alpha November.
KI4RAM, this is K4BGM, go ahead.
Yeah, I currently have a temperature of 61.7. Once again, it's 61.7, and rain is continuing to fall out in this area, North Durham.
Okay, we are looking for criteria reports for the nets tonight with our tornado watch in effect. So if you have anything that is severe criteria, hail, wind speeds greater than 50, or any damage or flooding in your area, please let me know.
That's affirmative. Yeah, I know a lot of low areas that fill up pretty quick in rain when it starts raining pretty hard out in this area. I know some areas that like to fill up with rain in the ditches and such on. And I've been noticing over the last couple of days that it's been doing this, and I'm out here at Carriage Townhouse Apartments, and they don't want to seem to want to get to work. They don't seem to want to take action on it. I don't know what they want to do, but they're going to have to do something. Kilo India 4, Romeo Alpha November, back to net control.
If there's any flood warnings that are issued while we're activated out toward that area, I will announce them on the net. And let me know if there's any flooding. K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
There's always flooding out there where Bill lives. He lives in the river.
K4BGM, KD4HEQ.
KD4HEQ, K4BGM, go ahead.
Kevin, do you need somebody to pick it up after 1 o'clock for you?
I believe Virginia's coming back at 1 o'clock, but if you wanted to ask her, I don't know what her plans are for the rest of the night, so that would be a good question to direct at her.
Roger, NC4VA, KD4AGQ.
Yeah, Dan, if you wanna relieve him, wait for you. If Virginia's coming in at 1 o'clock, I'd wait and ask her. Everything supposedly supposed to go through her anyway. N4TMD.
Roger, I understand that, but I was directing the question in net control. I appreciate it, KD4HEQ.
N4TMD.
Net control, KD4HEQ.
BGM, go ahead.
Roger, let's leave it like this. If I couldn't raise her on the radio, and if she comes on when you're scheduled to go off, if she wants me to come on, she can call me at home, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I'll make a note here. K4BGM.
KD4AGQ, thank you.
Normally occur, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees in their approximate diameter, and any building and roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather should it develop, and increase activity as needed with criteria verification. Skywarn is in standby mode. This means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And all stations are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio and local media for further information and updates. This is K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Are you on a handheld radio?
K4BGM, assuming that was directed at me, no. I'm on a base unit here.
You check your antenna connections and check your power level. You're mighty rough into the repeater. Conditions changed on you and made it a lot worse than it was earlier. N4TMD.
Okay, I'll check now. Thank you. K4BGM. KJ4GKP, good evening, Cassie. How's my signal?
Sound just fine, all through the script and everything.
Okay, great. Thanks for popping in and checking that for me.
I mean, there's like the Everest hint of static, but nothing that would even be construed as distracting.
Okay, good. There was one station earlier that said I was a little scratchy, and I tried to adjust everything as best I could, so it sounds like I'm in good shape. Thanks.
All right, well, have a good time tonight, and I kind of hate to hope that there's going to be something interesting going on, but, you know.
Yeah, too bad it isn't earlier in the day, since we have classes tomorrow. At least they're not early in the morning.
Yeah, my first one's not till that 11:20, so I'm doing all right. Have a good night, and I'll see you tomorrow. KJ4GKP clear.
Okay, will do. Thanks. K4BGM.
K4BGM, NC4VA.
NC4VA, K4BGM, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for serving as net control until 1 a.m. You are the best. I appreciate it, and I can take over at this point. And like I said, I appreciate you giving up your early morning hours here. It's a little shut-eye. I have been informed by the National Weather Service that adverse weather for Central Carolina sky warn is most likely to occur between 2:30 a.m. and 6 a.m. Anyway, thanks again, and hope you have a pleasant remainder of the morning. Get some sleep. NC4, answering net control responsibilities.
No problem, Virginia, and I'll be up and monitoring probably as long as the watch is in effect. So if you need additional help in the next couple hours here or overnight, let me know. Also, just want to let you know, I believe it was KD4HEQ wanted to check in with you earlier and see if you needed any net control help tonight. So I was told him I would relay that on to you, and he said you could give him a call.
Okay, thanks for relaying that message to me. NC4VA.
K4BGM monitoring.
Net control, this is N4TMD.
N4TMD, NC4VA. Good evening, Thomas, or good morning.
Good morning. I'm monitoring local emergency comms, and I'm hearing a report out of Butner. They've got at least one tree down in the city of Butner.
Thomas, any reference where that tree is located in Butner? If not, that's okay. And if you have the time of the report, let me know.
It just came in through the Viper system. It was Butner Police. And they did not mention where it was exactly because they were going to have to contact some other people to come and get it.
Okay, appreciate that very much, Thomas. Good report, NC4VA.
N4TMD.
Thomas, if you're still around, do you know whether that tree was blocking the road?
Yes, ma'am, it was. That's the reason why they said they were going to have to get somebody to come out, because it was blocking the road, at least enough that they were concerned about traffic hitting it.
All right, good enough. Thanks. NC4VA.
N4TMD. Dan, if you don't have his phone number readily available, I think he left it for you on your on one of your telephone answering services. N4TMD.
Okay, Thomas, thanks. NC4TMD.
Okay, net control, N4TMD. Another report.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Now, Durham County is reporting at least one tree down in the roadway. Stagecoach Road and NC751. That should be somewhere near the Durham and Chatham County line.
Okay, tree in the road, and this is Stagecoach Road in North Carolina. What was that? Something 51.
NC751. 751.
Okay, and I assume the time of the report is current. Is that Durham Police?
Negative. This is going out over County Fire Channel. County Fire and EMS.
Gotcha. Got it. Any other details?
Negative. Personnel apparently are not on scene yet.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. NC4VA. Thomas, I had a question
for you on Butner.
Yes, you may not know the answer to this. Was the tree in Butner or tree in Durham County? That's the first report.
Okay, got the tree down in Butner appears to be down at West Line Station Road and Green Road.
Okay, is is that Lion, L-I-N-E, or Lion, L-I-O-N?
Lion, Lincoln, Yankee, Oscar, November.
Okay, is that in the town of Butner?
It's either in the town of Butner or close to it, if I recall correctly.
Okay, thanks a lot, NC4VA.
Okay, it's technically in Creedmoor.
Okay, Thomas, the West Lyon Road and Green Road is in Creedmoor. That was the first tree, is that correct? Not Stagecoach Road and North Carolina 71, which is in Durham County. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The one for Butner is technically, according to Google Maps, it's technically East Lyon Road, Station Road, and Green Road, Creedmoor. With a 27522. That's the one in Granville County, Creedmoor.
Gotcha, thanks. NC4VA. Thomas, one more question. It's Virginia, NC4VA. Do you know whether that location is actually in Creedmoor or is it a couple of miles west?
It's just east of Interstate 85, on the Creedmoor side of Interstate 85, and as opposed to the other side of 85, which is the Butner side of Interstate 85. The post office Google Maps information has it as Creedmoor, but it's not in the city proper. It's like the Creedmoor side of the highway.
Okay, NC4VA.
N4TMD.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Oh, I was just IDing N4TMD.
Okay, you've given us some good reports. I appreciate it. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch number 1212 until 7 a.m. This morning for the following Central Carolina Skywarn counties: Chatham, Durham, Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Lake, and Warren. A watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. The National Weather Service will be looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, and the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. We're in standby mode at this time, meaning the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And of course, all spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We're operating on the WB4TQB 14688 repeater. We don't anticipate any problems, but should this repeater go offline, our first backup will be the KFYTL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hertz. That repeater is located in Broadway, North Carolina. Our secondary backup will be the KFYTL 147.135 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hertz, and that's located in Chapel Hill. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn at 153. The National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a flash flood warning. The flash flood warning is for the following counties: Wake County, Durham, Orange, and Person counties until 6:45 a.m. At 1:50 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated showers with heavy rain training northward through the Triangle area extending to near Roxborough. In addition, a line of showers and thunderstorms with very heavy rain will move into the area between 3 and 4 a.m. Additional rainfall of 1 to 2 inches will fall on saturated ground, producing rapid runoff. Locations threatened with flooding include Wake Forest, Roxborough, Rougemont, RDU International Airport, Raleigh, Hillsborough, Garner, Fuquay Marina, Durham, Chapel Hill, Cary, and Carrboro. Flash flood warning is also in effect for Chatham and Lee County until 6:45 a.m. And a tornado watch is in effect for Chatham, Durham, Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, and Warren counties until 7 a.m. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
NC4VA, KD4HEQ.
KD4HEQ. Hey, Dan, how are you doing?
All right, Virginia, do you need a break?
I would love a break. Would you like to take over for an hour?
Sure. I talked to Kevin just after you got off the radio about 1:45 and told him when you came, I would take after 1 o'clock. And, you know, he said check with you, so I asked him when you came back up, you know, give me a call if you needed me. But I'm happy to. Yeah, I'll take a shift.
That would be great. He did tell me, and I hesitated to call you after 1 a.m. I didn't know whether you were available after 1 a.m. or not. And so that would be great if you'll take till, say, 3 a.m., and I'll pick it back up from there. I always worried who has to get up and go to work tomorrow. I know I do, but I hate to ask y'all to do that. You know what I mean, to be up at nighttime. But, hey, that'd be great. Are you set up and ready to go?
Roger, I've got MBOT coming up now, and we're under, what are we under, standby conditions?
Yes, we are on the standby mode. If they issue a warning, of a severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning, you can bring up the tones. But so far we haven't had that. I think there are a couple of flash flood warnings out. That's it. Okay. If you need me, call me on my cell phone or the landline, and I will be happy to assist you. I think Kevin is up too at this point, so he's available to assist if needed as well. And I'll take back over at 3 a.m. That'll give me a little time to get a few winks, so to speak. NC4VA, turning net control over to KD4AGQ. Thanks, Dan.
You can make it 3:30 if you want to, Virginia.
All right, I'll go set the alarm clock. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Dan. NC4VA.
KD4AGQ.
KD4HEQ, K4BGM, just letting you know I am here monitoring, like Virginia said, and if you need any help, let me know.
Roger, will do, Kevin, thank you. Kevin, this is KD4HEQ.
KD4HEQ, K4BGM.
Yeah, can you man the phone for a second while I grab my glasses?
No problem, will do.
All right, thank you, KD4HEQ.
K4BGM.
BGM, KD4AGQ. I'm back. Thank you.
No problem. K4BGM monitoring.
This is KD4AGQ with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch in effect until 7 a.m. Monday for the following counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn area: Chatham, Durham, Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Warren, and Wake counties. A watch means that conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in or around the watch area. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, and times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter, building and roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather should it develop and increase activity as needed with criteria verification. Skywarn is in standby mode. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. This is KD4AGQ.
K4BGM.
K4BGM, KD4AGQ, good morning.
Good morning. I just heard you read Durham, Orange, Person, and Wake County for the flash flood warning. I just wanted to check if you had seen the flash flood warning for Granville and Vance counties. It was issued at 2:30 a.m.
Flooding and
WB4TQD repeater.
The time is 3:06 a.m.
KD4AGQ,
NC4VA. NC4VA, KD4AGQ, good morning again.
Good morning. Well, I'm back up, and I looked. I was hoping that they'd start whittling away on this this watch. Did whittle a little bit away earlier. Anyway, I'm here and ready to take over. Thank you so much for giving up some of your early morning sleep hours. I really appreciate it. NC4VA.
Hi, you're certainly welcome. Just a little bit more, and we might have an inch of rain here in an hour.
Okay, well, very good. You can make that report. I'm ready to take over. Again, thanks. And if you get that, let me know. NC4VA now assuming net control duties for Central Carolina Skywarn.
Roger. Thank you, Virginia. KD4HEQ is clear. Turn it over to NC4VA.
Skywarn active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:45 a.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Eastern Harnett County, Johnson County, and Wake County until 4:30 a.m. At 3:42 a.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a line of showers and isolated thunderstorms extended from Holly Springs and Apex to Anger and Lillington, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this line of storms. Locations impacted include Deepway, Verena, Garner, Anger, Clayton, Four Oaks, Bellevue, Smithville, Mycroft, Pine Level, and Kinley. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. Spotter reports should include the following criteria. Hail, any size initially, and any size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speed is greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall is any term more than falls within an hour's time or less in the time of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And damage caused by high winds such as headwinds and trees. And their approximate impact to any building or roof damage. Skywarn is going to be in standby mode, so the repeater will still be free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. And spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio and local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. Also, excuse me, one more. Product has been issued a flash flood statement at 3:46 a.m. A flash flood warning remains in effect until 7:30 a.m. for Granville and Vance counties. At 3:35 a.m., about 1/2 inch of rain had fallen across the area. An additional 1 to 2 inches possible through sunrise this morning. Flash flooding is expected on smaller streams, particularly in urban areas. Flooding will be possible on several roads in Oxford, including Harper Wren Road, Gooch's Mill Road, and Enon Road. Flooding is also possible on Highway 39 at Nutbush Creek in Henderson. Locations in the warning include, but are not limited to, Oxford, Kittrell, and Henderson. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. Was that someone calling Skywarn?
I just think it's
Hmm,
little bit rough in there. Is that John? Good morning. Sorry about that, Lewis. Good morning to you. Hope you're doing well.
I'm looking for nowhere to come floating by in the dark in a minute.
Say it again. You've got a lot of static on your signals, uncharacteristically so.
I said I'm waiting for nowhere to come by on the dark. I ain't never seen it rain so hard.
Got it that time. Yeah. They need a life preserver over there, NC4VA.
Boy, NC.
This is NC4VA for someone on Skyborne, the National Weather Service, has issued a Watch County notification tornado watch number 12 at 3:52 a.m. at Reed. The National Weather Service is canceling tornado watch on 1, 2, or 12 for the following counties that lie within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. These counties include Chatham, Durham, Lee, Orange, and Persimmon counties. Again, that's Chatham, Durham, Lee, Orange, and Persimmon counties. The tornado watch has been canceled. Tornado watch remains in effect until 7 a.m. for the following Central Carolina Skywarn counties: Franklin, Granville, Hornet, Johnson, Sam, Lake, and Warren counties. Again, the tornado watch remains in effect for the following counties until 7 a.m.: Franklin, Granville, Hornet, Johnson, Sampson, Vance, Lake, and Warren counties. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report.
Virginia, I think you're going to need to increase your power. I think conditions have changed such that it's affecting your signal significantly. NC, you see, what's my call sign? N4TMD.
Thomas, give me a signal check now. Is this better?
A lot of crackle and popping in your signal. It's like what Lewis's signal was like. Except you're a little bit more audio than he had.
Okay, and I'm picking it up on yours as well. I'm guessing it's probably the repeater. Let me know if it deteriorates further. Am I copyable?
Yeah, you're copyable now. It's probably conditions with this storm approaching the tower site.
Okay, Thomas, I appreciate that, and yeah, keep me posted. If it deteriorates too much, we can certainly move it. And by the way, those were two great reports you picked up off listening to your scanner. Let me know if you pick up anything else. I really appreciate it. NC4VA.
Okay, yeah, I figured that most probably just police personnel or sheriff departments were at those had arrived at those sites before they were called in. Okay. N4TMD5D.
This is NC4VA Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch statement as of 3:59 a.m. The flash flood watch is canceled for certain counties. Read this. Flash flood watch is in effect tonight through Monday morning. A strong cold front will cross North Carolina this morning. Ahead of the front, expect bands of showers with heavy rain and isolated thunderstorms. The flood watch is canceled for the following counties: Person, Orange, Chatham, Lee, and Lee counties. The threat for additional heavy rain has ended, thus the flash flood watch for this portion of the Central Carolina, North Carolina, has been canceled. However, creeks and streams are likely to remain.
high and fast flowing through the mid-morning hours. A flash flood watch will remain in effect until 9 a.m. this morning for the following counties. A portion of central North Carolina, including the following areas: Cumberland, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnson, Nash, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. And again, that flash flood continues until 9 a.m. Widespread rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 inches are expected across central North Carolina through 9 a.m. as a band of showers and isolated thunderstorms move across the region. Rainfall rates of 2 inches per hour will occur. These rainfall amounts are likely to produce rapid rises in area creeks and streams. In particular, creeks that tend to rise quickly with heavy rain, including Cross Creek and Fayetteville, may experience flooding. High water is also possible in urban and poor drainage areas. Mainstem rivers such as the Tarn Noose are also likely to see significant rises over the next few days. Flash flood watch means that conditions may develop that lead to flash flooding. Flash flooding is a very dangerous situation. People in the area should monitor later forecasts and be prepared to take action should flash flood warnings be issued. NC4VA Central Carolina Skywarn. Also a reminder, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Harnett, Johnson, and Wake counties until 4:30 a.m. NC4VA Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
Much better transmission that time, Virginia. You're very readable. K4BGM.
Thanks, Kevin, and I don't hear any of that crackling on your signal when you transmitted. I know it's the last couple of folks that transmitted had it, so maybe whatever the conditions were, they've cleared up, hopefully. Thanks, I appreciate it. NC4VA. This is NC4VA Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:05 a.m., the National Weather Service issued a flood advisory for the following counties: Wilson, Edgecombe, Nash, Franklin, Halifax, and Warren until 7 a.m. At 4:02 a.m., the National Weather Service radar indicated a line of showers and thunderstorms with very heavy rain extending from Henderson to Raleigh, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. This line will move across the region through 6 a.m. Rainfall amounts of 1 to 2, locally 2 inches an hour, will produce minor flooding. Be especially cautious at night when it is harder to recognize the dangers of flood and flash floods. If flash flooding is observed, act quickly. Move up to higher ground to escape flood waters. Do not stay in areas subject to flooding when water begins rising. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. Two other states the National Weather Service has just issued. At 4:05 a.m., gusty southerly winds expected early this morning. Gusty southerly winds ahead of a cold front combined with heavy rain and soggy ground will lead to downed trees early this morning east of Highway 1. And this includes Person, Orange, Durham, Chatham, Lee counties. And for those counties, the wind advisory is canceled. The National Weather Service has canceled the wind advisory. Wind gusts reached overnight 35 to 40 miles per hour, toppling a few trees. Winds today, while breezy, will not be as strong, with gusts to 30 miles per hour expected. Thus, the wind advisory has been canceled. Wind advisory update for Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnson, Nash, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. Wind advisory will remain in effect until 9 a.m. this morning. Sustained southerly winds of 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour are expected early this morning ahead of a cold front. These gusty winds combined with heavy rainfall and soggy ground will likely lead to downed trees across the area.
tornado watch in effect for Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Johnson, Sampson, Vance, Lake, and Warren counties until 7 a.m. this morning. And a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Harnett, Johnson, and Wake counties, and that's eastern Harnett, Johnson, and Wake counties until 4:30 a.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. K4BGM, NC4VA.
NC4VA, K4BGM.
You going to be up for another 45 minutes?
Yes, I will.
You want to take it until 5?
Yes, I can.
All right, thanks. NC4VA, turning net control responsibilities for Central Carolina Skywarn over to K4BGM. Thanks, Kevin.
No problem, Virginia. K4BGM. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:14 a.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement, and it reads as follows. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Harnett County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather in Harnett County, please forward your report to Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for East Central, Wake, and Johnson counties. At 4:12 a.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of showers and isolated thunderstorms with damaging winds. This line extended from near Wendell to Clayton to Coates Crossroads, moving northeast at 50 miles an hour. Clayton, Garner, Nightdale, and Wendell are in the path of these storms. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can cause damage to mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed, and stay away from windows. Also a reminder that a tornado watch remains in effect until 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the following counties. Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Johnston, Sampson, Vance, Wake, and Warren. K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for East Central, Wake, and Johnston counties expired at 4:30 a.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds, please pass your report to Skywarn. There are now no tornado warnings or severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. However, I will leave the tones up a while longer. We remain in standby mode. If you have any severe weather reports, please pass them to Skywarn. We do have a wind advisory that remains in effect until 9 a.m. this morning for Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Nash, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. A flash flood watch remains in effect also until 9 a.m. for Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Nash, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. That's, again, until 9 a.m. And a tornado watch remains in effect until 7 a.m. for Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Johnston, Sampson, Vance, Wake, and Warren counties. A flash flood warning also remains in effect until 7:30 a.m. for Granville and Vance counties. And a flash flood warning remains in effect until 6:45 a.m. for Person, Orange, Durham, and Wake counties. Again, Skywarn is in standby mode. This means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. This is K4BGM, standing by for spotter reports. And as we do not currently have any tornado or severe thunderstorm warnings in effect, I am going to go ahead and bring down the tones. Skywarn will remain in standby mode.
Skywarn active. Skywarn clear. Skywarn active.
Speaking 60 seconds too soon. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Wayne County in central North Carolina, Wilson County in central North Carolina, Edgecombe County, and eastern Nash counties in central North Carolina until 5:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. At 4:46 a.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a line of showers and isolated thunderstorms with damaging winds extending from Spring Hope to Kenley, moving northeast at 50 miles an hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely as this line moves through. Locations impacted include Wilson, Elm City, Sharpsburg, Rocky Mount, Kingsboro, Leggett, Battlesboro, and Whitakers. Straight line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows, as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. And again, a tornado watch remains in effect until 7 a.m. for Monday morning for central North Carolina. And again, those counties on the tornado watch are Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Johnston, Sampson, Vance, Wake, and Warren counties. Skywarn is in standby mode. This means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail any size initially, then penny size, three-quarter diameter, or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, and the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating walled clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees in their approximate diameter, and any building and roof damage. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We are operating on the WB4TQD146.88 repeater. Should this repeater go offline, our first backup is the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Broadway, North Carolina. Our second backup is the K4ITL 147.135 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. And this repeater is located in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Our third backup is the WB4TQD 145.39 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Youngsville, North Carolina, and is currently off the air. Our fourth backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system, and those frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for northern Wayne, Wilson, Edgecombe, and eastern Nash counties until 5:45 a.m. This is K4BGM for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
K4BGM, MC4VA.
MC4VA, K4BGM.
Hey, Kevin. I can go ahead and take over. At this time, I can say that they've got it. I'll let you go ahead and update me on everything. And I see they just have canceled the tornado watch for some of our counties. So why don't you go ahead and update, and we'll go from there. MC4VA.
Will do, Virginia. I wanted to let you know your signal is extremely scratchy again. A lot of interference in there. But I'll go ahead and do an update right now, and I can, if you wanted me to stay on till about 5:30, I can do that, after which I'd probably go to bed. So let me know after I do the update here. And this is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has canceled Tornado Watch 12, previously in effect until 7 a.m. for the following counties. This cancels Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Johnston, Sampson, Vance, Wake, and Warren counties. And again, this is the Tornado Watch is now canceled for all Central Carolina Skywarn counties. A severe thunderstorm warning does remain in effect until 5:45 a.m. for northern Wayne, Wilson, Edgecombe, and eastern Nash counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. A flash flood warning also remains in effect until 6:45 a.m. for Wake, Durham, Orange, and Person counties. A flash flood warning remains in effect until 6:45 a.m. as well for Lee, Chatham, and Alamance counties. And a flash flood warning is in effect until 7:30 a.m. for Vance and Granville counties. Skywarn remains in standby mode. This means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, did you want me to continue until 5:30 or give control back over to you at this time?
Okay, why don't you go ahead till 5:30 and I'll pick it up then if we have any more severe thunderstorm warnings or whatever. Glad to see that Tornado Watch has been canceled. That's great news. So I'll check back at 5:30. Thanks a lot, Kevin. NC4VA.
No problem, Virginia. And K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
Yeah, NC4VA and 4TMD.
Hey, Thomas, how are you? You still awake?
Yeah, I'm still awake. The problem with the signal is not your radio, it's the repeater.
Thanks, Thomas. You know, I kind of thought that when Kevin was transmitting, I could also hear it. That loud, staticky sound. I'm hearing it some on you, too, but both of you are well above it, and it's probably more annoying than anything else. I hope it'll clear up again, but thanks for that feedback. I appreciate it, Thomas. NC4VA.
Your audio is coming above the noise enough that you can be understood. N4TMD.
This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn with a statement issued at 5:05 a.m. It reads as follows. The National Weather Service has canceled the wind advisory for Granville, Vance, Warren, Franklin, Wake, and Harnett counties. Strong winds overnight gusted as high as 45 to 50 miles an hour, toppling a few trees and power poles. Winds have subsided behind the band of showers and isolated thunderstorms, thus the advisory has been canceled. Southwest winds later today will be around 15 miles an hour with gusts 25 to 30. The wind advisory remains in effect until 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time this morning for Halifax, Nash, Edgecombe, Johnston, Wilson, Wayne, and Sampson counties. Sustained southerly winds of 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 45 are expected early this morning ahead of a cold front. These gusty winds combined with heavy rainfall and soggy ground will likely lead to downed trees across the area. This is K4BGM standing by for spotter reports.
Good morning.
This is the WB4TQD repeater.
The time is 5:18 a.m.
This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:45 a.m. for northern Wayne County, Wilson, Edgecombe, and eastern Nash counties. Again, that's until 5:45 a.m. We also have a flash flood warning. It is not loading. Flash flood warning for Vance and Granville counties remains in effect until 7:30 a.m. A flash flood warning also remains in effect until 6:45 a.m. for Wake, Durham, Orange, and Person counties. And also until 6:45 a.m., a flash flood warning for Lee, Chatham, and Alamance counties. Skywarn remains in standby mode. This means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. This is K4BGM standing by for any spotter reports of Criteria severe weather.
K4BGM, NC4VA.
NC4VA, K4BGM.
Hey, Kevin, why don't you give me a quick update and I'll take over and you go get some much dessert. Thank you so much for all your hard work.
No problem, Virginia. Glad to be of service. This is K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn. We still have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:45 a.m. for Wilson, Edgecombe, eastern Nash, and northern Wayne counties in central North Carolina. That's until 5:45 a.m. In addition, a flash flood warning remains in effect until 7:30 a.m. for Vance and Granville counties. And flash flood warnings remain in effect until 6:45 a.m. for Wake, Durham, Orange, Person, Lee, Chatham, and Alamance counties. Skywarn remains in standby mode. This means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask the stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And this is K4BGM turning net control for Central Carolina Skywarn over to NC4VA. K4BGM is clear.
Thanks, Kevin, and have a good night. NC4VA. Assuming net control responsibilities for Central Carolina Skywarn and standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for northern Wayne, Wilson County, Edgecombe County, and eastern Nash County until 5:45 a.m. Skywarn is in standby mode, meaning the repeater is free from normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some breaks between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Nash, Edgecombe, Wilson, and northern Wayne County expired at 5:45 a.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning is allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. There are no other severe thunderstorm warnings at this time, so we will stay activated for another 5 minutes in case there are severe weather reports. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Tornado watch has been canceled and there are no active severe thunderstorm warnings in the area. It appears the severe weather threat to the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area has diminished. We're going to conclude Skywarn activity at this time. Should severe weather redevelop, of course, we will reactivate. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we'd like to thank the Piedmont Coast Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We'd also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority. And, of course, we'd like to thank all storm spotters who have participated. I'll now bring down the tones and return the repeater to normal amateur use.
Skywarn, clear.
NC-40A, clear, and everyone have a great one.